Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, April 29th, 2023. So, on this penultimate day of April, did you do the crossword?
Wowie zowie, I did the crossword.
Oh yes, that was the old 56 across cry of amazement.
Wowie zowie, I'm amazed at that answer.
That's just fun to say.
It is fun to say. I'm planning to use it more often in my vocabulary.
It sounds like something that came out of the 1950s.
I don't know.
I think I've also heard the phrase wowie kazowie.
Well, I've heard that too. So
I don't know what happened to the kuh.
But wowie zowie is, is just good on its own.
Yes, indeed.
So yes, I did do the crossword and found it quite enjoyable.
Good.
It was hard, but not as hard as yesterday.
Nothing is. Nothing could be.
And I was able to get through it. It took a while, but I did it. And which is, you know, it's always satisfying for me when I can get a Saturday done.
Yes.
Because it doesn't happen too often that I can do it all by myself, but I did.
Well, I found this considerably easier than Fridays.
Yes.
But I would have found just about anything considerably easier than Fridays. But, I mean, this was an entertaining crossword. I didn't feel hopeless any time doing this crossword. There was always some area where I could sort of get a handle on something. Whereas yesterday, I was just like, I don't have a toehold anywhere.
Well, so, it took me a long time to find anything that I could answer
in this
easily,
one?
Yes. But once I got a few, then I could get a few more, then a few more, and it just kind of all kind of meshed together.
Sure. Yeah. It did. I did. That is true. I did sort of start off slowly. I'm not even really sure where I started. Might have been 41 across, blank spot, 10 spot, or it might have been 43, part of a window, which I started off with pane, then sill, before eventually the correct answer of sash. I wonder how many people have sashes around their windows.
Oh, most of them.
Really?
Yes.
I think of sash as something with a sort of associated with, you know, some fancy mansion or something like that.
Oh. No, it's not a piece of cloth like a sash.
Oh, it doesn't come with like a some sort of a contest winner either?
No.
Okay. No. So what is a sash then?
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't ask that question.
All right. We'll come back to that question. That could be a fun fact Friday. What is a sash? Okay. We'll have to have a sash in about that. Let's see. I thought one across was interesting. Voyage group. And at some point, I figured out it was going to start with an A. And I thought, ABBA? Because it's like, I don't remember anything. Because it said group. And I'm like, and I had it starting with an A. And I was like, and I thought maybe it was ending with an A. And by the time I've got four letters with an A at the beginning and an A at the end and the word group, I'm going for ABBA. And
always a smart move.
It turns out that they had recorded an album. They had released an album in 2021 called Voyage.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea, so I'm planning to listen to it after this podcast.
Does it have like a bunch of oldies on it?
Or no, all new songs.
All new songs.
Yep.
Wow. Well, good for ABBA.
Yes.
I didn't know they did that. I'd kind of be interested in listening to that too.
All right, well, we'll have a little listening party. We probably can't do it on the podcast, because
no.
I'm sure that ABBA's legal team would have something to say about that.
Probably, but maybe we could listen and review it
on
the podcast.
Okay.
Even though it's not a crossword.
We'll see what we can do. Five across, target for a certain mallet. The answer was crab claw.
Yes.
I was thinking of something at a carnival where you had to, like, you know, hit something and
whack-a-mole.
Well, I wasn't thinking of, not whack-a-mole, but those things where you have like a big, heavy mallet and you hit something and you try and win a prize. You know, sort of like the strongman thing.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking of, but obviously.
No, it was crab claw.
Yeah, completely out of my wheelhouse.
Me too. Well, the one below it really threw me for a while, 14 across, carnival refreshment flavored with syrup. And I'm like, I know this. It's snow cones. Oh. So I put snow cones in. Of course, I did the S, you know, kind of worked. But none of the rest of the letters did. But for a long time, I had snow cones in there.
Huh. So. Yeah, I couldn't figure it out. But I got a few letters. And then eventually, I saw the word shaved. Yeah. I might have had the S and the H and the either the V or the E, probably the E, yeah. The V, but also in that area, eight down, back in a way was bet on, which a lot of these, you know, after you see the answer, you're like, of course.
Yes.
But before you see the answer, it's like, no idea. Or the one next to it, bank figure. I went for teller.
Oh, yes.
And then I was trying to think of what else is in there in the bank. There's probably a security guard or something, but it turned out to be CD rate.
That's correct, yes.
Different kind of figure entirely.
I thought 11 down was interesting. Major export from Brazil. You know, I was trying to think, what do we get from Brazil?
Mm-hmm.
It turned out to be acai. Acai.
Yes, I had no idea about that.
I had no idea where acai came from. Now I know.
Yep.
Or however that's pronounced.
I mean, some of it, you know, who knows? I'm sure it comes from other places too. I'm not really a big acai fan, but let's see. 12 down, sprinkles on, e.g. I had a lot of trouble with that. It was wet.
Yes.
So,
yeah, I did too, because, you know, I was thinking about sprinkles. Well, it says as an example. And so I guess I was turning that into a noun, what sprinkles, like sprinkles on a cookie or a cupcake, you know, the little fancy sugar sprinkles. But
no, but it's a verb.
It was actually a verb, sprinkles on.
Yeah, if it said
an example of sprinkling on something. Wets.
Right.
So, yeah.
Also in that area, 14 down, part of a natural border, maybe, was a shrub.
Uh-huh.
Right. Also, I mean, all of these clues were sort of, they were interesting.
Yes, they were.
They weren't impossible. They didn't involve, except for ABBA, any real you know, pop culture references.
Not a lot.
So I think that's one of the reasons why I was able to find this. You know, they did have 7 down. The blank rain WWE wrestler who's the daughter of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Ava. But that wasn't too bad. But it was pretty much a pop culture free or low pop culture crossword here. Mm-hmm. So.
There was one pop culture that really was more historical, 37 down. Subject of a much anticipated return in 1983.
Yes.
Jedi.
Right.
Return of the Jedi. See, remember that.
By the time you get to 1983, though, I no longer I consider that history.
Uh-huh.
And history is my long suit.
Yes.
23 across, not so Hot Wheels was lemon.
Yes.
That was cute.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And it reminded me of yesterday's limoncello, which I'm still having nightmares about.
Uh-huh.
So we had lemon and we had lemon or however that's pronounced, lemon.
Limon.
And then we have lemon.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, 15 across, like many a troll. So I first went with ogre. Not sure if that's really correct at all, but it was 4 letters and it fitted.
I think it wanted an adjective, though, like many a troll.
Well, maybe many a troll could be an ogre, or well, I guess maybe even the plural singular doesn't work there. But it turned out to be rude.
Yes.
Like many a troll, rude, and I'm not sure which. They're probably thinking about social media trolls.
Yes, of course.
Uh-huh. Well, I would imagine that real life trolls. Assuming there are any, and they're not just part of like Aesop's fables, or would also be rude.
I don't think there are any trolls. And you're thinking more of Andersen fairy tales.
Yeah. Well, okay. There you go. Not Aesop's fables.
Aesop knew what a troll was.
Okay. 22 across with 18 across colonial style houses.
Oh, that was funny. Yes.
And farms.
Yes.
That That was, yeah, it was quite good, and it took me a while. We also saw a repeat of yesterday in 22 down, like violas and English horns, alto.
Alto, yes.
And let's see.
I had trouble with 53 across, hybrid vehicle, moped.
Right.
I didn't know a moped was a hybrid vehicle, unless they're talking about a hybrid between a motorcycle and a bicycle, or
I don't
it's
know.
not really an electric or gas vehicle, right? Is it?
I don't know. I mean, I know the name, but I've never been on one or been close enough one to be able to tell what its propulsion source is.
Right. I remember when our youngest kept saying he wanted a moped, and we're like, no.
Or maybe we should have just said Mo. 33
He
across.
was like 8 at the time.
I liked 8 across. Line at a luxury boutique, question mark. Money is no object.
Yes.
That was unexpected
Yes,
and
because
amusing.
I, well, especially because you had 18 down, Blank Beauty brand founded by Rihanna, which was Fenty. But so then when I get to 32, 33 across, line at a luxury boutique, I'm thinking like Fenty or Dior or Estee
Oh, that
Lauder,
kind of a line.
like a beauty line.
Sure.
But no, the line is money is no object.
Did you know Fenty 18 down?
Yes, I did.
Oh, really? Yeah, I
Yes.
didn't. I was just
No,
the only
you
thing
probably haven't been in Sephora lately
I
or
was thinking it was going to be Sally. I thought Sally Beauty sounds like a good name. Just as good as Fenty Beauty.
Well, there is a line of nail products by Sally,
Right.
but not done by
Oh, okay.
Rihanna.
Boy, right next to that, 16 down Mass was Wad.
Yes.
I had trouble with that. I couldn't think of anything that would work, so
Oh, I got it right
I
away.
eventually, I mean I did, but there were a lot of places here that I sort of had to puzzle and sort of try and noodle it out, as they say. Let's see, what else was 20 across was put on muscle. And I had the word swole in mind, because I think they've
Oh,
used that before, right?
maybe.
And but it turned out to be toned up.
Yes.
So
Yes. And I had it boned up because 2 down was let slip, which was blurted out. I had blabbed out.
oh.
So I had a B there. And I thought, well, I don't think that's actually a good phrase for putting on muscle. It's putting on bone, which you can't do. But so anyway, I thought, well, then blab can't be right because I had all the other letters. So I thought, well, I don't think that B is correct. So it turned out to be blurted out, which is a good phrase.
I was thinking that this crossword just overall has a nice, happy feel to it.
Yes, it
Like
does.
we've got 16 across, I'm so enjoying this, what a treat.
Yes.
And 48 across, that sounds lovely, how nice.
Yes.
And then we have, of course, our 56 across, cry of amazement, wowie zowie.
Yes. There are lots of happy thoughts
And
there.
then beneath that, 59 across, outwardly very happy, all
All
smiles.
smiles.
So
Very
just a
good.
very cheery crossword.
It definitely is.
David Steinberg, the author of this crossword, must have been in a good mood when he was putting it together.
Yes. Well, it put me in a good mood because I had trouble all week with every puzzle. And this one, was no walk
Walk in
in the
the
park, as they
Yes.
say, but I was able to get it in a fairly good time.
Well, that's good. We do have to mention 47 down F words question mark. See me.
Yeah. I love
Yeah.
that.
That
How
was
many times did I write that on a paper? See me.
27 down, it requires you to pick up the pieces fast. Speed chess.
Yes.
After I got that, I thought, oh, I see. Okay.
Yes, I remember watching our youngest play speed chess at various chess tournaments just to while the time away while they were waiting for their next match.
Right.
They'd go speed chess, and then it would just wreak havoc in the room, everybody throwing pieces here and there. So.
Let's see, 51 down. I was amazed that I was able to sort of suss this out. Word on a Spanish name tag, hola.
Or
is it hola?
Hola.
Hola. Yes. Which means hello, right?
Yes, yeah. Hello. My name is.
Hola. Somehow the sound of that word came to me, and I was able to piece it together. So
very good.
I know. I've got that, and I've got oco.
Yes.
Which I believe is Spanish for
ocho.
Eight. Ocho. See, I can't do pronunciation. But if I do find myself in Spanish-speaking territory, I'll be...
You can say hola.
No, I'll be asking you for help.
Oh.
I'm not going to say a thing.
I love 61 across. Something typically read outdoors. You know, and I'm thinking, you know, some beach read or something like that. It turned out to be gas meter.
Yes. I was thinking of like instruction, like a barbecue instructions or something like that. But yeah. So yes, that was good. And they also had... Running into that, philosophy associated with beaches, speaking of outdoors, nudism.
Yes.
So that was interesting. And then that U of nudism ran into 46 across group, that's abbreviation for group, with special airport lounges, and it was USO.
Yes.
So, yeah, a good crossword, a very good crossword. In fact...
So good.
So good, it's going to be our... Jam Katwa
of the week.
Yes. So David Steinberg, who is a veteran crossword solver, I'm not too sure how many crosswords he's done, but I know he's done a lot. Apparently, he has done 109 since 2011 when he first started. And just a real powerhouse of crossword construction.
Great.
And, yep. So, David Steinberg, congratulations on being our Jam Katwa winner. If you're interested in getting some great Gene and Mike Do the New York Times crossword swag, drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, with some sort of contact information, and we will get back to you. That is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yes.
We'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword. Tomorrow.
Bye-bye.